Our text are these familiar words from 1 Corinthians 13. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I don't know if you caught that one Super Bowl commercial this year, that one about love. Did you? Do you remember the one I'm talking about? The one in which the four words for love used by the ancient Greeks were discussed? First there was storge. Storge, that is the love that is friendship. That which we feel about a good friend or a best friend. A love that flows from affection. Then there was philia. It was the love that parents have for their children. Or children for their parents. Or a sister for a sister, a brother for a brother. Eros was then mentioned in that commercial. That is the type of love that is based on the senses, on an attraction between a man and a woman, or like when someone sees something in a store or tastes something in a restaurant or hears something on the radio and immediately has to say, "Oh, I just love that." Then in that Super Bowl commercial, a commercial for an insurance company, by the way, then came the fourth type of love known to the ancient Greeks. What the voiceover on the commercial described as the most admirable type of love. And that love was agape. That is, love as an action. Love as an action. Now, our text from 1 Corinthians 13 was written in Greek 2,000 years ago. Our text from 1 Corinthians, and there the word used for love, the Greek word is not storge or philia or eros, but it is agape. That is love as an action. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. That agape love. That love as an action. You know, we do forget, don't we? We forget that God Himself is love. And the love that God is this action type of love, this love that does, agape love. And the love that God expresses for us, His most beloved creatures, is a love which would cause us also to love as an action. Beloved, let us love one another, we read in 1 John. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. Now that text was also written in Greek 2,000 years ago, and the word for love used there is also agape. That's love as an action. Now, you may wonder why our text from 1 Corinthians, this most famous of texts about love, appears on the Sunday before Ash Wednesday, that is the Sunday before the season of Lent begins. Well, it's probably because, first of all, the Christian life is the life of agape. That is the life in which daily love is an action. And the Christian life is a life in which daily love is an action because the one after whom we are named, Christ Jesus our Lord, is Himself love in action. Love in action. In this is love, we read also in 1 John. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Jesus Christ is God's love in action. Jesus Christ, after whom we are named, is the expression of God's love for us. And so it's fitting that right before the season of Lent, we hear once again about what the passion of Jesus, His suffering and death for us truly is, and that is love. His passion is love, God's love for us, God's love in action. Secondly, more towards the point of our text from 1 Corinthians, It's fitting that we hear about this love in action, this agape love, right before Lent, because it's during Lent, the season of Lent, that we ourselves repent for not being agape, for not being love in action. Not all the time, not always when we should. Sure, think about it. We might have storge love aplenty. Having friends not just here in the cities but all over the world, people we truly love with great affection. And yes, it could just be we certainly hope it is, that we love our family members with a philia type of love, a love that is naturally formed from living a life from beginning to end in close proximity to our relatives. And yes, there is eros, love aplenty, love driven by our senses, that between husbands and wives and between children and their toys, guys and their trucks, and gals and their, well, fill in whatever is appropriate and won't get me in trouble somehow. But where is the agape love? Where is the agape love? Where is love in action? Where is love expressed in action like the love our Father in heaven expressed for us in His Son, Jesus Christ? During Lent, we confess that it at times goes missing. Now, the Apostle Paul, oddly enough, the Holy Spirit even goes so far as to note that such action love, such agape love, is more important than faith itself. It's more important than faith. How can that be? Well, let's understand this. Let's understand it. Faith is a gift of the Holy Spirit to us. Faith in Jesus as our Lord and Savior is what gains for us all that He has to offer for us, everything He is. Our justification before our Father in heaven so that we can stand before Him, our sins forgiven for the blood of Jesus shed on the cross was through faith shed for us, for you, for me, for our sins. Believing in Jesus as our Lord and Savior, our sins are forgiven. This past week, I told the confirmation class that faith is like that Wi-Fi connection that gains us all of the things the internet has to offer to us. Think about it. Sure, we have a smartphone or a tablet or a computer, but if we don't have a Wi-Fi connection or some other way to gain access to the internet, all that the internet is, news and videos and music and maps and emails and texts and recipes, all of that which exists in cyberspace for us, it's of no use whatsoever because we can't get at it. Well, faith in Jesus, faith created by the Holy Spirit of God within us when we were baptized or first heard the gospel, is that which causes all that Christ is to be downloaded into us. The forgiveness of sin and life and salvation, and along with that, all the fruit of the Holy Spirit, peace, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, and self-control through faith, all of these things, they come streaming into us. And they continue to stream into us on a daily basis. That's what faith does. That's what faith in Christ does. That's why the Apostle Paul wrote, "The just shall live by faith." But love, agape love, love in action is greater than faith. And it's greater than faith, not because it gains for us the things faith does. No, love does not. But love, agape love, love in action is greater than faith, for agape love is what God is and what God wants us to be and what God will ultimately make us to be when He takes us to Himself in heaven. The goal of our instruction, the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, the goal of our instruction is love. Love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Of course, this letter of Paul to Timothy was also written in Greek long ago. And there too we find the word for love to be agape. That is love in action. Now to the Corinthians in our text, Paul also mentions hope and notes also that love, agape love, it's greater than hope too. Why? Well, hope too is temporary, needed only for this lifetime, for once our hope is realized in Christ and the resurrection from the dead. Yes, once living by faith in the Son of God accomplishes that for which faith hopes, and that's eternal life. hope no longer is needed. Even stronger, hope no longer exists. And earlier in our epistle reading, we also heard about love, agape love, being greater than speaking in tongues. And agape love being greater than knowledge. Well, that's so, Pastor, you might think at this point. If that's so, I really don't need to seek the things of the Spirit. I don't need to study Scripture. Don't really need to worry about faith. Overburden myself with hope. I can just love, and in loving, I'll be okay. Well, no. For agape love, love in action is love, which is the gift of the Holy Spirit of God. It's a love that is a result of faith in Jesus. It is a love that exists daily in hope. It is, in short, a love which flows from the Holy Spirit, streaming into us and working within us, being patient and kind, not envious or boastful, not arrogant or rude, not bossy or irritable or resentful, not rejoicing in wrongdoing, but rejoicing in the truth. And that should be pointed out here. Love in action, it doesn't rejoice in sin. Love in action, it doesn't sanction sin, calling it holy. Love in action doesn't overlook sin even. But it bears sin. Love in action bears sin. It bears the sinner, believes what the Word of God speaks to sinners, hopes in the repentance of sinners, and endures sin. Endures the sin with which it's confronted every single day. After all, if love did not do that, if love did not endure sin, if love did not realize what is wrong and bear with that wrong, how could it act? How could it be love in action? I mean, think of Jesus himself, the very Son of God, without sin, pure and holy and righteous before God, and yet, what does Jesus do? What does the Christ do? But he lives among us, sinners. He talks to us. He teaches us, and he heals us, and he suffers for us, and even dies for us. In this is love. In that we were sinners, Christ died for us. Christ did not die on the cross for us because we're love. Christ died on the cross for us because he's love. Agape love, love in action. And so that we too can, through him, be love, be agape, love in action. So, as we now are heading into the season of Lent, once again we remember that it is a season in which we fully and completely confess that what we should be is that which is greater than faith, and that which is greater than hope, and that is love. Agape love, love in action. And we also confess that that is what we're not. But in Christ who is love, that is what we are becoming. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We rise and confess our Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.